She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the internet worldwide. So, anyway, it's a nice Saturday, and I've got to try to stay off of politics and all that stuff that gets Bob really riled up. Anyway, the thing I need to try to remind you folks is, you know, the people that you vote for, they promise you the world, and how many of them ever kept their promise? How many politicians ever got impeached? Zero. Maybe some of them need to get impeached. Then they straighten up. Just look at it, folks. It's all common sense. I mean, all these years they were collecting money for road improvements. Nothing was done until now. Now they said they don't have enough money. Well, what happened to the years before? What happened to all that money we paid? What happened to our hurricane fund? When we get hit by a hurricane, Where's the money? Well, Mufi Hanavan spent it. It's like you put your money in the bank, folks, and some politician comes and takes it out and spends it. Would you stand for that? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have, Christy?
Okay, we have Tracy R. Cocky on the line.
Tracy Arakaki. Now that name sounds familiar. So what's up?
Busy on the campaign trail, man.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Sure. Finally.
How do you plan to cut property tax to seniors?
First off, property tax is a city function, not a state function.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about seniors paying property tax?
Again, like I said, that's a county function.
I know, but what's your feeling on that?
Well, let's put it this way. My parents are seniors. We live in a multi-generational house, so that affects us too, because now we got to end up paying more taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, do I like it? No.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do about it? No, because that's a city-county function. All we can do is just, you know, voice our opinion, and hopefully the council persons over there actually hear it, but apparently they don't because...
They're sleeping.
Well, look at the city functions, right? Well, let's talk about the state and what I can do as a state representative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my parents are seniors. Every time our state comes up with a budget shortfall, what is the first thing you try and attack?
Mm-hmm.
They want to try and attack our seniors' pensions. They want to tax it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I will never do as a state representative, state legislator. Because my parents, like everybody else, you do, right? You guys all work hard your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Pay taxes on it already. Pay taxes already on your 401k already. And they want to try and hit you guys with taxes again. No, I would never go ahead and stand for legislation like that. I would never vote for it or support it. Another thing that bugs me is, too, that's going to affect everybody is the GEP. A lot of times they want to end up raising the GEP so that way we can satisfy the minority on the backs of the majority. That's another thing that I will never, ever support, is raising our GEP.
So how are you doing in the elections, man?
Working hard every day, you know. As of Friday, yesterday, I already walked personally in my district over 32 miles already.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. You need the exercise.
What is that?
Good. You need the exercise.
No, that's just one of the added benefits of canvassing. You get to get out there and meet people and walk a lot of mileage. But, yeah, I'm really grateful for this canvassing because I personally got to meet a lot of people in the community.
That's the best part.
I haven't seen for many years, you know, so yeah. It's good.
That's the best part of running for office is you get to meet all the people.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity.
Good. Well, I hope you all the luck, man.
Yeah, definitely. So, August 9th, all of the folks out there in IA, your listeners, hopefully I can get their support so I can get past the primary election and on to the general election.
Mm-hmm.
District 33, IA, Halavo, Waimalu.
Okay. Good luck, so, Tracy.
Thanks, George. I'll talk to you later.
Aloha.
Okay, take care.
Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, we have Harvey on the line.
Hey, Harvey.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
We're here in Reno at the hot August night. There's 5,000 cars over here. Unreal. People all over the streets.
Really?
I'm standing in front of a truck that says Bigfoot. It's a Ford Firestone truck. Bigfoot. The tires on this truck is about 20 feet high, and the truck is on top of this tire that's 20 feet high, and the truck is another, 6 feet? So it must be almost 30 feet high in the air, this truck.
What?
This truck is huge. The tire is 20 feet high, at least. You can stand in the rim and still not touch the top of the rim.
Wow.
It's amazing, amazing. This place is just crazy over here. There's a fire engine coming up the street. I don't know why.
Would never fit in your garage.
This truck will never fit in my garage, let alone one tire will never fit in my garage. But there's so much cars. We went to the Burrard Taxi auction yesterday. They were literally giving cars away. I mean, just giving cars away. That's how bad the market is, I guess.
Really?
Honest. You know, a 65 Mustang Fastback went for $30,000.
What?
It was in good shape. I mean, there were trucks and stuff. They were just, you know, in the 20s and less than that, some of them.
Wow.
I mean, Burrard Jackson, wow, that was the lower-end type of cars, that too. But it was nice. I mean, you know, there wasn't anything wrong with these cars. And like I said, you know, they were literally giving cars away.
Wow.
The market is what it is over here. But there's people all over the cars all over the place, George. Amazing. There's 5,000 cars here, at least.
Wow.
Okay, so right now I'm going in this big building. It's called the Big Boy Store. And you got everything and anything in this store. Right here, I'm going to go right past this. Right past the door. I might get blacked out in here. But anyway, there's engine set up here. You can buy the whole engine for $12,000. Carburetors, a billet front end, everything. You got it. It's in here. Aldenbrock's in here. Summit's in here. Everybody's in here.
Wow.
Unreal. Unreal. I'm standing
around.
So
are you enjoying yourself there?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, this is my 12th year up here, and I love it. Every year I come, there's something more interesting.
Oh, I missed out this year then, huh?
That's right. I told you should have come.
Yeah.
This March performance right here, vintage year right here.
Wow.
Max engine. Everybody's in this Big Boy store. Everybody's in here. Summit Racing, they got a big booth here. You can order anything you want. Adams, Polish, you name it, they're all here in this store.
Wow. Well, don't tell my younger son, Brad, that. Don't tell him that, because he goes there, he'll end up buying a car and coming home.
The thing is, you got to have a lot of money, though.
Yeah. But it's a buyer's market this year.
Yeah, it's a buyer's market. Hey, unreal what they were selling cars for. There was at least 1,000 cars out there at the Barrett Jackson auction. But you know, Barrett Jackson just comes in high. You pay, you know, the seller pays a high fee, and the buyer even pays a fee too. So he makes his money. He makes his car.
Wow, he's making a killing.
Oh yeah, but you should have seen the big stage he's got. It's wow. This stage was just awesome.
Mm.
You know, they're all professionals, right? You know, and stuff like that. But awesome, awesome. But anyway, I'll let you go so you can do your show.
Okay. Thanks, Harvey.
I talking to you from Reno, and you have a good one.
You too.
The temperature here is in the 90s.
Don't buy too many cars.
No, I can't buy because I don't have any more room in my garage.
Oh, you can put them in my garage.
Okay. All right, George.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Dean from Aina Haina.
Hi, Dean.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hey. So, okay, you know what we need to talk today about is the air conditioning system. As I mentioned earlier about what has happened.
Now, yeah, you happen? Roll the window down and you go 100 miles an hour. You got good AC.
Yeah, Hawaiian air. Yeah. Not when it's 90 degrees in these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but seriously, what could possibly go wrong when you try to recharge a system?
And well, a lot of things can go wrong if you do it wrong.
Okay.
So that's why you're supposed to take it to an expert.
Right. Well, it's not my call, but I mean, I just wanted the listeners to hear this. I mean, I would have never done something like that.
Let me give an example, Dean.
Okay.
You wouldn't go to a dentist to have heart surgery.
Right, that's right.
You're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Okay, same thing with the car.
Yeah. You have to take it to a mechanic, not the medical doctor.
Yeah.
Not a car doctor.
Well, there you go. So the AC died.
I see. That means everything is gone. The compressor, the pressure valves, everything is gone now.
Well, not necessarily. You gotta have it all checked out.
Okay. Okay.
What year is that vehicle?
2004.
What kind of car?
Lexus ES330.
Oh, not bad. You got some value. Yeah.
Okay.
It's worth fixing.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
So yeah, just give Todd a call, my son Todd.
Okay.
He'll fix it.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, as we're speaking, I'm out in the bright sun now, sponge washing my brand new Sienna. Ooh, nice and shiny. If you could only see it right now. Nice and shiny. You gave me that.
I never saw it dirty, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Now, it's been dirty, been raining, and had all kind of road grime on it.
Yeah.
Especially along the lower ends, you know, the, like the sliding doors and all. Ooh. You should have seen how dirty it was just now. I rinsed it off.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doug.
Okay, Dean.
Yeah,
okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
How you been, George?
Okay.
Hey, George, you know, yesterday I saw a big accident right over here on Kamiki side when moped got hit by a car, you know? I think they should ban those things, and if they report it on the news, they should show everything, all the gory stuff. Those accidents are horrible, man.
How
to get away from it. And anybody say they should ride without helmet, that's not good too, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I was standing right there, and the thing happened right in front of me.
Holy moly.
And the thing was so loud, I turned around, I saw everything just shattering all up. A motorcycle, you know, the moped.
Yeah.
And the guy was hurt badly. I don't know what happened on the news, but anyway, going back to the elections, you know, I got beef with the two guys that got in on a free ride, like Brian Schwartz. You know, he never do any campaigning, nothing. He got appointed by Abercrombie. And all these other guys spent all their hard-earned money and got all their volunteers together, you know. And this guy got put in office where Inouye wanted the Hanabusa to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But Abercrombie, I guess Inouye's wishes and just put Schwartz in there. And now, of course, he's the incumbent. And no, I'm not against any, you know, on each side, but that sounded a little bad to me because, you know, in case, I thought at that time they would at least have him go in because, you know, he put in a lot of his own money into the campaign. He lost a lot of money and a lot of struggle and everything. And, well, I thought he deserved it a lot more than this guy, you know. But he's in and now, you know.
Well, hopefully he's not in after the election.
But, you know, these incumbents, they get a hard time to get out. But that's bad that Abercrombie went against Inouye's wishes and got that guy in.
Well, I don't like the bald-headed elf to get in, too.
Okay, man. Thanks, man.
Okay. You have a good day. Okay.
We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great, George. Just sitting here thinking about politics and how everybody's just, you know, running around, and it's the season. Everybody's waving at me, and I'm thinking I'm a popular guy. Oh, hey, oh, why are you showing me that sign? I don't even know who that is. But anyway, I was talking with my friend last night. He was talking about voting. I go, oh, yeah, I already voted. He goes, how did you vote already? I go, absentee. And my recommendation is the absentee voting. Why? Because they mail it to you early, and you have time to actually research the people. Because, you know, when you walk in the booth, you know what I'm talking about, especially the Hawaii trustees. There's like 40 people in there. Like, I don't know who these people are. Yeah. So how do you pick a person? You randomly pick somebody or you guess. You get the absentee ballot. You can sit down. If you have a computer, you could Google the name. You could research it a little bit. And, you know, make an informed decision. And my other advice on voting is, if you recognize the name, vote for somebody else. That's my term limit thing. That's my push for this year. Because like you said, the same people have been in there, not the governor, but, you know, I mean, the city council, and they never do anything.
Yeah.
This over and over and over
They got
again.
Cobwebs, all of them.
Yeah. And then, but they come out, like you said, every time they come out and tell you what a great job they're doing. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't your life better? No.
Nope.
Well, that's because you need to elect me, but you're running it now. Oh, don't worry. Trust me. If you elect me this time, I'm going to fix it.
Right. When you see a flying Hawaiian donkey.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I told somebody that, too. They go, what? What's a fly? I go, you got to listen to Auto 101.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what a flying donkey is.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, as you can see, I'm very happy today. So I'm going to go now before I start running around the room. So as always, and folks, take care of your car. And you know, George, mm-hmm. right before I go, I got a question for you.
What's
you,
that?
Have you noticed that the auto shops are getting less?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Napa stores are closing and the parts stores, and then the, all the auto store shops are going away, and then now you got to go to the dealer. And the dealers charge you what?
Arm and a leg.
Six times what your neighbor, like what? I remember the days when every service station had a garage, and you could go in there.
Not anymore.
And they, yeah, all the service stations now, they don't even pump gas, except for the one Shell by Kahala.
Not anymore.
I know, and I remember when I used to have that job. Wipe the windows, ask you, would you like me to check the oil?
Not anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, that was when you were in high school. Those were good jobs. But you're right. It's just now they got one person in there. They won't come out the door and help you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sell hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Every gas station sells hot dogs, which, by the way, never eat a never mind. I'm going long. I'll get off on another diatribe. So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Whew. I thought he was going on for the whole hour. Anyway, just to let you know, today is election day. Go and practice your free right to vote. Okay? Now, for brake fluid, those of you doing brake servicing, brake job, whatever, I recommend to the recommended mechanic to use a DOT-4 only. Use DOT-4 brake fluid only. And the brake fluid should be flushed and serviced every 2 years because of moisture getting into the fluid. Okay? Flush the brake fluid every 2 years with DOT-4. It doesn't matter what brand. DOT-4. Okay? And the coolant for the radiator fluid, I recommend using the Toyota. The Toyota Red is the best to use for any car. But you have to service that at least every 2 years, okay? Every 2 years, you need to service it. Wow, folks, look who we have walk in the studio. My goodness. We have a VIP that walked into a studio. A guy that's 1 week late and a couple hours late. Tracy Arakaki.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah.
Mix up in communication.
Well, I hope you're a little bit earlier when you get into office.
Almost definitely.
You know, not going in at midnight and nobody's there.
Oh, no. Crazy traffic all over the place, man.
Okay. Who do we have next on the phone?
Okay, we have Steven from Kailua.
Hi, Steven. Steven.
Hey, hi. Hi, Bruce.
How's it?
Thank you for your show. I just want to give you an update on Kamehameha Highway, you know, the road that runs along the Canary Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after you leave Canary Town, I mean, they're working on a road over there. It's like, my friend said they're changing the sewer pipes or something, so they got steel plates all over the place. And then when you hit the bridge and then it curves to go to Hea State Park, I never know. When I went to Waikani that week, I went dipping a road over there because the ground was actually sinking. So that's why they set me off that week. Now they have a steel plate over there. So, but in order to pave the whole road, it's going to take something, man. The whole length of that road.
Just, unbelievable.
If you don't live there, yeah, just stay away from the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then another thing, because of the primary this weekend, you know, trying to help Marissa because she's running against Tulsi Gabbard, which is not going to be easy. But, you know, Tulsi Gabbard had a talk at the Kanyoi Senior Community Center in Kanyoi. So three of my lady friends went there. And, you know, you write down your questions and, you know, she'll answer them. But she had people over there that were protecting her from answering those questions. And they were conservative, common sense questions, you know. So you can tell that she's not for all the people. It's just her party. So it's crazy. So anyway, I'm trying to help her, and I'm trying to help Joan Hood and Kailua over here. That's two ladies I'm helping, so power to the women. So anyway, I got another question for another time, another automobile thing, but more time next time. Anyway,
okay.
Thanks. Take care.
Aloha. Okay. The question I have for you, Tracy, is
okay.
The highways.
What about it?
Okay. Number one, I thought that the rules in this election stuff on sign waving, you're not supposed to sign wave on highways. There is a rule that says no sign waving on highway. Poly Highway, Cam Highway, Farrington Highway, any highway. It's illegal to sign wave. But I see politicians sign waving on any highway. Now that tells me how arrogant these people are, not following the rules.
Well, I personally don't do that.
Yeah, I know you don't, but the other people do.
Well, I mean, if you go drive around too, you see a lot of campaign signs on government fences.
Yeah.
Right?
That and, too.
Yeah, so it's...
That tells... Right. That's supposed to be telling the people of Hawaii how much these people respect the people of Hawaii.
I'm also kind of amazed that a lot of these signs that are on public fences, that they're not being forced to be taken down, or state or county or whoever owns those fences aren't taking it down themselves.
Yeah, that's so messed up. And that's the beauty of Hawaii. You know, it's so messed up. It's not funny. But if you let it happen, it's going to happen and get even worse. But what can I say? I just wanted to bring you up to speed on the publicity that, I don't want to mention the news lady's name,
right,
but from Channel 2 News, saying that my way of testing gasoline octane was wrong. Well, Tracy, I got 3 bottles of gasoline at my shop.
Right.
One from Houston, Texas, Shell Premium.
Right.
One from Scottsdale, Arizona, Shell Premium. And one from Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
Shell Premium.
Right.
I tested all 3 with my tester.
Right.
It came out the 91 at 88. And when I asked the guy in Houston, he said, oh, their state government said they can be allowed to lower the octane by 3 numbers. So that's what they did.
That's not right.
That's not right. Yeah. They don't put the real number on the pump.
Right, right.
I tested Shell gasoline in Hawaii. It's 88. The same as Houston and Scottsdale, Arizona, and California. So if my testing is wrong, how come it comes out at 88 exactly like what the mainland is? And the guy in the mainland from Shell said that's what it is.
Well, did the reporter actually say what the discrepancy was? What did
she
stated
said,
that why your mode of testing is wrong?
She said, I need a lab to test it. And I said, look, this is the way NHRA, IHRA, NASCAR, Indy, and all the racing organizations use to test fuel.
Right.
And those are multi-billion-dollar organizations, as you know.
Oh, yeah. They still use the hydrometer because it's still the most accurate way of reading
and the fastest.
Fuel. Right.
But, you know, I don't want to mention that person's name, and she's running for office too, that said that I was wrong and the NOC reading was 94. We wasn't talking about NOC reading. We was talking about octane.
Octane, right.
And she didn't know what I was talking about. And if she don't know, she shouldn't say anything.
Right.
But, you know, that's the way it is, right?
Even one of the top crew chiefs in the world, and he's both of our friends, right? You know, it's just, they said that's the most accurate way of reading is the hydrometer.
Yes.
The digital readers, there's fluctuations in it.
Yep.
You know, and you're talking percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a fraction. It's like full percentage point differentiation. So,
you know.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And folks, I hope you heard that commercial, that the TSA on drunk driving. Drunk driving, folks. I hope you listen to it. That TSA was made for a young lady who got killed on Pali Highway by a drunk driver years and years ago. Okay? And a little bit of it was changed, but it's about her. And unless it's your daughter or your son that passed away, you don't really think about it. Well, you should. And let people know, don't drink and drive. Okay, who do we have next on the phone?
We have Joy from downtown.
Hi, Joy.
Hey, George. That's Joy. I hope you remember me. I've taken my car to you many times.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was listening to your program, and I thought I'd throw out some thoughts that I have. I've really been angry about the new real property tax category 1A, which mm-hmm. affects all properties without home exemptions assessed at $1 million or over. And that includes rental property, too. And because of this, my taxes went from $5,300 a year to just a shade under $9,000. And, you know, when you have an older home and you're renting it out, you've got a lot of repairs to keep up. And, you know, this just makes it difficult to keep renting the property.
You're going to have to charge the renter.
I know. Yeah, I know. But then they may not be able to afford it, and maybe they'll be homeless because mm-hmm. of it. And then, you know, a million dollar home is not a mansion. And the house prices are going up here so fast that, you know, the median sale price just came in at $700,000. And that means that half properties sold under $700,000 and the other half over that. Now, this million dollar threshold that they've set, I think the mayor set this,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be increased 2 and 3 times higher, because $1 million does not a mansion make, and it doesn't mean that the owners are so wealthy that they can keep paying all these higher taxes. And another thing I'm angry about is the increase in property taxes will be used to fund the infrastructure, the sewer upgrades in Kaka'ako, to support the development of those luxury high-rises.
Now, that is wrong, Joy.
Yeah, I know it is, George. And,
because I made the rules for Kaka'ako.
Yeah, but you know, the morning paper said it's approximately $200 million needed to do that. And we taxpayers have to come up with that $200 million. Well, that's what we have to do. Oh, well,
Abercrombie was the one that is taxing the taxpayer. In the rules, Joy, if you're going to build a high-rise in anywhere in Kaka'ako, anything over 4 floors, you have to provide open space, affordable units, put money into the sewer systems, and that is all by the person building the high-rise. Now, I remember when I was in office that the guy from Victoria Ward came to me and said, you know, all those rules is not worth building the high-rise. So I said, well, then don't build it. Why you expect the taxpayers to pay for your making money building a high-rise?
Yep.
That's wrong.
It is wrong.
And the affordable units that supposedly 15% of those high-rises in there supposed to be sold at cost. $60,000 for a one-bedroom and $120,000 for a two-bedroom. Well, they're not being sold for that, and it's going out of sight.
It is, George. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, also, I was aware of subdividing. I didn't do it, but I was actually involved in the possibility of doing that a number of years ago, and we went to the city, and we found out that, you know, even if you have two houses on a big lot, and you're going to run a line right down the middle and subdivide it, you are responsible to upgrade the sewer system in the neighborhood, even though you're not adding any additional sewage. The same two houses, you know? And so I'm wondering, it kind of looks to me like the city has done away with the rules and that they're taking on all the infrastructure upgrade costs. And that's really great for developers because that's what they're doing in Kaka'ako.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if the city is now going to be responsible for all sewer upgrades, you know, in the city and county of Honolulu. But this has got me so angry because to me it looks like development is out of control. No one gives a darn anymore. And what they're building is unaffordable for local people.
Yes.
I know most locals that I know are priced out of the market to even think of getting into Kaka'ako. But anyway, what are your thoughts?
In Kaka'ako, and Ariyoshi knows, and Ariyoshi is really upset with this too because he came to talk to me about it. And he knows because we made the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those high-rises, Joy, that's going up in Kaka'ako.
Yeah.
Number one, if you notice, they're not driving piles in the ground.
Wow. How come?
Because there's lava tubes under there.
Wow.
is hollow. They're not driving the files, and all because Abercrombie told them they can do it.
Well, you know what?
He doesn't care.
I'm not voting for him. Actually, I've already voted, and I did not vote for him. I don't want him in office.
No, okay? Another thing is, he had them do all the permitting, regardless if they're going to follow the rules or not. And I had the opportunity in a public hearing to talk to the head of the HCDA, and I asked him, when did the rules for Kaka'ako change?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it didn't. So I said, well, how the heck are you allowing all these high-rises to be built without following the rules? He couldn't answer me, and he shut me down and pulled somebody else to speak.
Wow. What does that tell you, George?
Yeah. Yeah. Corrupt.
Yep. Well, it's, you know, they're making it more difficult for island people, people who've lived here all their lives, raised their kids. They're making it more difficult for us. And
yep.
And who's benefiting from it? The developers.
Mm-hmm.
The developers.
That's
are.
Right.
Yeah, and the politicians.
Yep.
Because this is very much political.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, it's a sad state of affairs. And I was reading in the morning paper, the article mainly was about the lack of rental housing,
mm-hmm.
and how it's so difficult, and, you know, that even in Kaka'ako, the incomes of the people don't qualify to buy in those luxury buildings. And it's a shame, because we have a major need for housing, and they're doing it for high-end buyers, Asian mostly.
Foreigners.
And offshore, yeah.
Yes,
so,
foreigners.
Anyway, so it shows how much our politicians and our governor and even our mayor think
about
of
the
us.
People.
Yeah, they don't think about us,
nope.
The local people.
Nope.
They don't care.
Because they think they're the boss.
Exactly.
No, we
yeah.
are.
Yeah, yep.
Fire those buggers.
I know, that's what I think, too. I was just so angry, and I know my blood pressure went up a lot because of this. And so anyway, I hope people are listening and that they start questioning their politicians and the mayor. And I did call the mayor's office, and they pushed me off to the budget director's office, and I talked to somebody there. I also called Ann Kobayashi. She tried to reach me twice, and she finally got to me, and I appreciate that. We talked for about an hour, so she understands, you know, what my thoughts are. And, oh, I made a suggestion to her. I said that if they're going to, you know, deal with us local people on this $1 million threshold thing, then they ought to eliminate the historical preservation classification and start taxing all of those owners, you know, on the true value of their properties. And Ann Kobayashi said, you know, Joy, she said, there are a lot of these in Eva. I said, I'm not talking about Eva. I'm talking about Manoa, Nu'uanu, Kahala. I said, those are the multi-million-dollar places that are, and even in Kailua, like where Obama stays when he comes out here. You know, those are all historic preservation homes, and they pay, what is it, $100 a month? and I, when I bitched about that, she said to me, oh, Joy, but they have to make repairs. I said, what about me? I've got to make repairs on a 75-year-old house to keep that up, you know?
I wouldn't said, bother talking to her because she, all hot air.
Yeah, well, anyway, she offered some hope, and I appreciated her call because I haven't heard back from the budget director, and
I don't think you will.
You're right. I don't think I will. So anyway, but I thought I'd pass my thoughts on to you, and I really appreciate what you do, George. And
thank you.
I think you're one of you've got one of the finest minds in this city, and it's too bad we can't have you running the city or the state.
I really gave that up, George.
You know?
I gave that up.
I know.
The people
know.
Don't care, Joy.
I know. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah. See? That's what I was telling you, Tracy.
Open spaces in Kaka'ako, though, with the density that they're planning for right now, one of the big concerns is, where are you going to put the school? You have to put a school due to the density laws, right?
They don't think about that. They don't think about the children. That's why
the
governor fired a lot of teachers.
Well, and that's why HSTA now is speaking on behalf of Ige. So,
Good. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Wendy from Kaneohe.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, George. I have a quick question. I don't know if you've covered it in your show today or not. I'm just tuning in about property tax. Can you maybe clarify for me why property tax increases so frequently, and if there's any possibility of maybe, you know, eliminating that for the elderly in the future?
For that, I don't believe it'll ever happen, because you see, our politicians in Hawaii do not have the faintest idea of how to make business better. Whenever you go in and try to open a business, they try to shut you down. In Oregon, I noticed for a fact that when you go into Oregon, any place in Oregon, and try to open a business, the council and everybody tells you, how can we help you? Never, never say that in Hawaii. They say, how can I shut you down? Now, if you have less and less businesses, how are you going to get tax money? So because you don't have tax money, you raise the property tax to the seniors, especially because the seniors, they can't be active and go fight city council for, you know, and anybody about their property tax. They have a hard enough time trying to survive on Social Security.
So it's really taking advantage of the elderly, basically.
Yes. It's the same as taking advantage of little children. These politicians should be ashamed of themselves.
So why don't we have, like, the Aid to the Elderly, you know, these advocacy groups in the community that speak out on behalf of the elderly, you know, specifically on the issues of property tax? You know, they're on fixed incomes due to inflation. Their incomes are not increasing. So mm-hmm. how can they justify raising the property tax and the cost of living for our senior citizens?
Because, these politicians, they're no shame, you know. They're no shame. They have no shame at all. They'll tax even little children if they could. But, you know, give you an example. If you go check Oregon has no property tax for seniors. The home that they live in, they pay no property tax. Now, that is a good state. They take care. Okay. Now, what's the difference with their politicians and ours?
I don't know.
Something wrong. Yeah. I mean, the people maybe of Hawaii need to impeach some of these politicians and get better guys in, like Tracy Arakaki.
Well, vote to the ballot box. There's the primary election coming up on this coming Saturday, next week, Saturday, August 9th. So exercise your power through the ballot box.
So, you know, that's what you got to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay. Break time?
This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki. We'll be right back after this break.
Well, I saved my pennies. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and we got Tracy Arakaki here in the studio live. So if you have questions for him, concerning anything. Streets. Whatever.
Traffic.
Traffic. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line now?
We have Anne from Waianae.
Hi, Anne.
I know you speak about Royal Purple, but what, which one do I use for my car? For the car as a whole.
What kind of car?
Camry.
I would use the Royal Purple HPS. There's two Royal Purples. One is the regular and one is the HPS. HPS stands for High Performance Street. That one has the metal protector. The other one doesn't have metal protector.
Okay. And that's it. Normally, how many quarts?
Five.
Five. All right. Thank you, George, very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Yes, when Obama got into office, he had all motor oils take out metal protector because he said engines don't need metal protector. Since when did we have plastic engines? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. For those of you in Kauai listening, Harvey Maeda called in from Reno, Nevada at the Hot August Nights. That's where I was supposed to be this weekend.
But
I'm here.
Exactly.
So, oh, boy, I tell you. And he said, the cars are going for cheap, Tracy. Cheap. There was a Chery 65 Mustang Fastback.
Right.
Chery sold for $30,000. Wow, that's cheap. So, I don't know. I'm supposed to be there.
But you're here.
I'm here, yeah.
Enjoy the moment.
Missing out on the good stuff over there. And he was standing next to a huge truck, 3 stories high.
Wow. What kind of truck?
I don't. The tire, he said, was, he could walk into the wheel without touching the, that's how tall the,
wow,
the big diameter. It was huge.
One of those
monster trucks.
Earth movers? Or, yeah, yeah,
I don't know.
Trucks.
I don't know, but it's huge. So, for those of you on Kauai that want the good Royal Purple with the metal protector, Harvey Maeda has that. And he also has ethanol. You can call Harvey at 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has that fantastic electronic rust-proofing device for your car. And that electronic rust-proofing device also protects the exhaust. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I was wondering why my truck, the exhaust system never rusted out.
Right.
Since 84. And my son Todd told me, it's because you put on the anti-rust. Okay. I guess so. So, yeah, we have anti-rust added onto our cars, and we install it. And even Christy, that answers the phone, she has anti-rust added to her nice Lexus. Yeah, and for those of you wondering about the weather, it's going to rain today.
So they said, but it was
no, nice it's guaranteed.
It's a nice morning.
No. Yeah. Christy is the rainmaker. When she washes and waxes her car, guaranteed to rain.
Last time I used 2 waxes, we had flash flood warning.
You see? You see that?
So how many waxes you use today then?
I just used 1 so far.
So there's no, hopefully no flood warning.
Oh my goodness.
She should, I told her to start a business, rainmaker. Anybody wanting rain, hire her and she'll make rain.
Maybe I should move to California because they have a drought.
Oh, yeah, just take your car over there.
Take my car over there.
Yeah, go wax it and wash it and all that. They'll have flash flood warning. So, yeah, she has a beautiful Lexus. How do you like your Lexus?
It's great. It doesn't give me any problems.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And when you get into office, Tracy?
Yes, sir.
Please get rid of safety check.
That thing is a pain.
Yes, because I made a study, and you can go check if I'm wrong. The state pays out over $1 million a year to staff the offices to do safety check. And they get nothing back. Nothing. The money that you spend to have your car safety checked is for the mechanic. Nothing goes to the state. Now, think, Tracy. If you had a restaurant and you hired all these people, waiters, waitresses, everything, and you gave away free food, collect nothing, how long would you be in business?
Right.
That's what the state is doing. The state needs to cut back in overhead. And the overhead, number one, is safety check. Over $1 million a year.
Well, you know, trying to acquire safety check for vehicles now had already gone from bad situation to terrible.
You know, a lot of states across America, at least 35 of them, gave up on safety check when the federal funding was cut. The federal used to pay for it. Now, the taxpayers pay for it. That's why they have to raise taxes, because these guys in office don't know how to run it. It really frustrates me. Like, that caller that called in was frustrated.
Right.
So, enough is enough. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Rich from Waipahu.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Okay, I've called about this my 88 Monte Carlo before, and I've actually gone to your place to get some ethanol. Okay, I use Royal Purple, but right now I'm not in my car, but what would you use for the 88 Monte Carlo?
For the 88, for the motor?
Yeah, motor oil.
I would use the 5W30 Royal Purple HPS.
Okay. Now, my next question, because I did get my everyday car is just a standard Toyota Corolla, and it forces me to use 0-20, which really shocked the heck out of me when I saw it, but I went, you know, it's a 2014. You would also suggest just the, I mean, same stuff, or...
I would suggest that the Royal Purple HPS 5W20.
Okay. When would anybody not use Royal Purple without the HPS?
Never.
Because so I would...
all the rest of the motor oils does not have metal protector.
Okay. Why would Royal Purple bother making the other stuff then?
Royal Purple does have oil that doesn't have metal protector. It's the regular Royal Purple, but the HPS is the high-performance street oil, and that one has metal protector.
I mean, I'm all for the HPS, but why would anybody bother with this other stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, because people don't know.
Ah.
I mean, why are you going to put oil into an engine that doesn't have metal protector?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. But people don't have common sense. Like the ethanol. The ethanol is an anti-knock. They want to take it out of the gasoline. It'll beat the life out of their engine.
Yes,